This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your local agent and good neighbour. Alicia has got you covered with personalised service and reliable coverage for all your insurance needs. Call or stop by her office on Hart Street in Buffalo and see how she can help you save and protect what matters most to you. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Good evening, welcome everybody. This fine night that we have going on outside today. Council, can I get approval of the agenda as presented?
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Council, can I get approval of the minutes for the January 21st, 2025 regular meeting?
I will so move.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? With no unfinished business on the new business, Ordinance 1421, first reading. An ordinance amending Chapter 4, Article 2, Dogs, Cats, Rabbits, Livestock, and Fowl, Sections 410, 411, 412, 413, 413.1, 415, 416, 417, and 417.1 of the Code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to animals and fowl. Folks, this is primarily due to the quarantining of rabid or suspected rabid animals. Okay. Council, can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1421 on its first reading?
So moved.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I'm just wondering, Julie, was this the one you were going to call? Just make sure that the new was going to be added.
Yes.
On.
Yeah, I did.
They're good with this, apparently. Okay.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1421 passes on the first reading. Buffalo, Wyoming Community Rink Lease Agreement. Please step forward. This is the weather we need to talk about this.
Well, I can't do much about the weather. I can't help us enjoy it, though. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen of the council, thanks for having me. Wanted to discuss the lease agreement that was, we've gone back and forth with Mr. Kirvin and with our legal counsel. I believe that we've come to a pretty reasonable agreement here. There are going to be a couple of things that will probably need to be amended on this based on the last time that we had correspondence on this issue. Primarily the dates in here, especially for this first paragraph and then section two of the terms of the agreement. If we can come to terms on that, then this is something that, like I said, our organization and our council are both satisfied with it. And I would be happy to take any questions or hear any.
What dates would you like to change this to?
That's, we're ready to, accept, as this says, the commencement of the possession of this as soon as the city is able. We don't currently have the liability insurance in place as per section, I believe that is 22 part B, 1 and 2. As soon as we could get those executed, then we would be happy to execute the lease.
Well, you don't currently have those in place because there's no reason to hold those without a lease.
So I would say is we would be happy to do it immediately, but we don't currently have those. So if we wanted to execute it, at the beginning of next month, that would be acceptable to us.
So we could maybe move forward contingent upon you obtaining the liability insurance?
Yeah, absolutely.
A question came up on this, how other people that aren't affiliated with your club, their right to use it, or how can you describe how that works, or do they have to get permission from you? Or?
So what we have envisioned is, and it states in here that we're not to discriminate against any user groups, but I think that allowing some programming and allowing some scheduling will help the public actually utilize the space.
Right.
Currently, we're just kind of the liaison for groups that are interested. I'm getting calls from a couple of different groups to make sure that there's not any conflicts with some of the programming that we like to offer to the community. So we're operating on an unofficial capacity right now, and that's something that we would like to continue to do to make sure that anybody that has any kind of interest in utilizing that space has the time dedicated for what they would use it for. We don't currently have we say in here that there's no membership requirements, there's nothing like that. We will have some repeated costs to operating this, like our lease and our insurance, so we will pursue accepting donations for utilizing some of it, but that's not, we want to make sure that it's available for the community in perpetuity. That's what that facility was designed for originally, and we want to do everything we can to not limit that at all, just empower the community to use that space.
Okay.
So do you want to begin this the first day of March 2025?
Yeah, I think.
The 15th of February,
If we're ready to execute it now, then if we wanted to do 15th of February, that I think would be reasonable, contingent upon us getting the liability, I think would be more than acceptable.
And then a two-year lease?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We'll be amending the line one there to February 4th.
Yeah. Going on to the 15th of February. And then on section 2 could be the same.
Mayor, I'd like to move that we accept this lease with the changes of the date in paragraph 1 and under item 2 to February 15, 2025, contingent that this group does provide its proof of liability insurance.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Happy skating.
Thank you guys so much.
I'll get this signed. I'll get this signed to the clerk.
Thank you. And I do want to extend my gratitude for helping us out, getting this pushed through. I also want to thank the city for getting flooded this year. Without this in place, I know there was some confusion, but I'm happy to report that as of this week, we're over a month of ice this year. So that's exciting. So hopefully we'll see you guys out there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck.
If you see me out there skating, you'll see the ambulance shortly.
We do offer curling this year as well. So
curling?
Curling, yes. Very low barrier of entry for skill.
So I could probably handle curling.
That's my favorite Olympic sport.
But I do.
I have no idea what it is. I just watch them.
There's only two people that have showed up to any of our curling events that have ever done it before. So I could say that we're all learning together, and it's very, very enjoyable.
It's the that pickleball of winter.
It is. Yep.
That's
really good.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda, Resolution 1489, resolution authorizing the mayor and city council to adopt the 2025 through 2029 five-year capital improvements plan known as CIP as a financial planning and managerial tool for use by the elected officials, department heads, and facility directors, which categorizes large capital projects and equipment needs for and on behalf of the city of Buffalo. Can I get a motion to accept Resolution 1489?
So moved.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a really loud second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 1489, in effect. Reports, Mr. Kirvin, and I don't see you, Mr. Kirvin. Mr. Acey.
Mayor and Council, I have nothing to report. Any questions for me?
Nothing at this time. Your chiefness.
How's this good stuff?
You don't have some fun stuff.
No. Sorry for being tardy this evening. I'm on call. I'm glad to see that you're feeling better, I hope. Yeah. Okay.
I would answer, but inappropriate. Way to answer.
Gotcha. I'll keep it short then. Good evening, Mayor, Council. Again, I apologize for being tardy. We had an incident we're dealing with. So at the end of January, we ended up with our 2,297 calls into dispatch. We had 566 incidents that our officers responded to, which resulted in 3 arrests. The one incident I do want to talk about is last Monday. We did receive a call from Gillette PD. In dispatch, I spoke with a corporal who advised us they had an active kidnapping. Somebody went in. A young man went in, had an ex-girlfriend, ultimately ends up stealing her car, breaks into her house, takes her against her will, assaults her. Some folks call in, see her struggling inside the vehicle, make some calls to the police department. They pursue the vehicle. He eludes them. He had made statements about harming himself, her, as well as law enforcement. We had information that might have been a black and silver semi-automatic handgun involved. We got that information. We had some location from a phone that said he might be up in the Arvada Claremont area. So myself, the sheriff, a couple deputies, and 2 of our officers made our way to 16 East. I had 2 of our officers kind of stage at the end of Coomer Road and 16 there by the highway, just in case. I followed the sheriff and a deputy out. We ultimately ended up coming in contact with that vehicle. He was traveling well over 100 miles an hour, heading westbound 16. We were able to spin around. I got our officers further up to Healy to set up spike strips to keep him from getting into town, just due to the nature of the call and the speed. There ended up being 1 vehicle in between us as I made the U-turn. The suspect vehicle slowed to get around that car. We had that entire lane shut down with vehicles and spike strips. He saw those, made a UE, went by me a second time at a high rate of speed. At that time, a deputy was able to spike his vehicle, so disabled both his front tires. He ended up ultimately going into a snowdrift, bailed from the vehicle, which time we had a very, very long foot chase into the hills. Ultimately, we did end up getting that suspect in custody. Luckily, you know, no harm to him, us. We did his ex-girlfriend, the victim, you know, we got her taken care of and back to the station. She was fine, so ultimately, it turned out about as good as it could be. But just again, the communication between 2 agencies, us working together, being able to, you know, we call it organized chaos. Is, you know, dispatch made a comment that, you know, during the time it sounds chaotic. However, you know, we all knew what job to do and could work together. And just, you know, having the equipment and the right personnel for the job was huge to keep him out of town. We basically kept him between Healy Reservoir, just past the Merlin Ranch, which, you know, probably wouldn't make the governor real happy, but still, we kept him in that area where most of the least populated area we could. That vehicle never was able to make it into town at those speeds. And so just a job well done by both departments, and the collaboration is huge. I know I talk about it all the time, but when you have incidents like that, and the result that we have is great. Other than I ripped my pants and, you know, ruined the uniform, but that's for different time.
For a run.
Yeah, and for a long run, yeah. So, get too old for that stuff. But, yeah, that was our major incident last Monday. I know there was probably a lot of questions. They saw a lot of police activity outside of town, and so that's how that happened. So, I'd love to answer any questions.
Do you have a car created now?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so he was taken into custody, taken back to the Criminal Justice Center. He was charged with local charges. And then Gillette came, picked him up, and took him back down to Gillette, so where he'll serve some, a lot more serious charges he's looking at down in Campbell County. So.
Very good job on for what you guys did. Amazing job, and amazing job by the dispatchers, because in the middle of all of that, they also had multiple ambulance calls that they dealt with, and a fire call, and so they did an amazing job, and I don't know how they keep it all correct and figured out and on track. But
we're on the PD channel, they're on the SO channels, we have two different channels, not luckily we can hear, but still a lot going on, and there's sitting there, but everybody stepped up to the plate. Yeah, like you said, there was, I think, two EMS calls at that time, I think, at the same time.
In the middle of it.
Yeah. So, got it. Any other questions?
And the dog was okay.
Dog was great, yeah. It was a vicious dog, about a big. No, dog was good, everybody was good. Like I said, probably the best turnout you could have with the information that we had and the speeds that were being driven and just...
On a two-lane highway.
On a two-lane highway, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Prime time for deer out there.
I
can vouch for that.
So can I, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yes. In the conditions, but it was a great job done by all.
I'll make a note here to budget more money for more paint support.
Yes, so when you see the uniform budget this year, you'll understand why. I just need to learn to be taller and get over a barbed wire fence, That's the sad thing. And in waist deep snow trying to run through. Not
when I was your size, we just crawled under.
I tried that. That's how I ripped the shirt. So I ended up going up and over, and that's how I ripped my leg and my hand. So that was the easier than to lose. All right. Any questions? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Good job.
Mr. Silbernagle. Did you have as a training a week?
Not quite as exciting. I can't compete with that. Mayor and Council, good evening. Last night, city crews were busy cleaning snow up around town off of our priority routes. So that kept us busy into the wee hours of the night. With that being said, I'd also like to remind everybody that ordinance allows for sidewalk snow to go in the street, but not driveway snow. Thank you for that consideration. Also, this time of year, with the cold, last week we also had a small water leak at the west end of Fort Street and Aspen, I believe, was kind of on the corner, which didn't amount to a lot, but still I'd like to remind everybody that maybe let their water run a little bit, open their cabinet doors just to avoid possible water leaks this time of year, freeze up. And I guess unless you have any questions, I will take my leave.
Thank you. Mr. Bennett?
I can't even talk snowplow, so unless you got any questions, I don't have anything.
I don't have any. Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. Richardson Park Subdivision Special District Meeting, February 6th at 6 p.m. at the Buffalo High School. That's this Thursday. I'm guessing we'll see some of the press folks there. City County Meeting, February 18th at 7 a.m. right here in this very building. City Council Meeting, February 18th at 5 p.m. right here. City offices are closed February 17th for President's Day. If you want your own day, you can get elected president. And for those of you that are applying for 1% applications, the deadline is February 28th at 5 p.m. Council, can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
I have a motion, I have a second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Council, is there anything else to be brought before us? Hearing nothing, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I would move to adjourn.
I have a motion, I have a second.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Have a good evening, everybody.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.